Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 76, northerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 64. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 88. Cloudy skies expected with fog early. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 74.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are your top headlines from 12 News. Search crews in eastern Kansas have recovered the body of a 12-year-old boy who was hit and killed by a train last week. First responders were able to successfully recover Colin Showalter's body from the Neosho River. It has been turned over to the coroner's office. A woman is in the Pottawatomie County Jail after police say she ran over another woman with a car during a fight. It happened early Sunday near Wamego. Police arrested Dana Bloom on suspicion of attempted murder. And KDOT once again warning scammers are sending out fake text messages posing as the department. KDOT reminds you it does not collect roadway tolls or traffic ticket payments. If you receive one of these texts, do not click or open the links. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Do you feel dizzy, off balance, or like your world is constantly spinning? You might be suffering from an inner ear vestibular disorder. These disorders can make you feel disoriented and foggy-headed. But the Vestibular Disorders Association can help. Visit liferebalance.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn more. That's liferebalance.org. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Locally in May, the unemployment rate for Norton County was 3.1%, Decatur County 3%, Phillips County 3.1%, Sheridan County 2.2%, and Graham County was 4%. With most of the rest of Northwest Kansas remaining in a 3% or lower unemployment range. Statewide preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.8% in May, and this is unchanged from 3.8% in April, but an increase from 3.5% in May of 2024. The labor force participation rate for Kansas decreased to 67% in May. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 1,800 from April, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs increased by 1,900 over the month, while government decreased by 100. The largest job gains in the private sector were in manufacturing, adding 1,600 jobs, and the largest decrease was in professional and business services, which lost 700 jobs. Since May of 2024, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 12,500, and this change is due to an increase of 2,200 private sector jobs and an increase of 10,300 government jobs. This release includes non-farm jobs and labor force estimates for May 2025, which are produced using data from two monthly surveys. Data for non-farm job estimates is collected through a survey of employers, while the main input for labor force estimates is a survey of households, and data collected for this report references the week including May 12. An 81-year-old man was seriously injured on Saturday afternoon when he was struck by a semi along I-70 in western Kansas. The crash happened around 1:15 p.m., about halfway between Collier and Waukini. And according to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a westbound Volvo semi was unable to change lanes as it passed a legally parked vehicle on the shoulder. As it passed, the truck struck a pedestrian who was standing partially in the roadway. The pedestrian, a Trigo County resident, was transported to Trigo Hospital with suspected serious injuries. The truck driver, a 39-year-old man from Colorado, was not injured. Authorities said the incident remains under investigation and no other vehicles were involved. The Kansas Department of Transportation is warning about a new scam circulating via text message where the texts falsely claim to be from the Kansas Department of Transportation and they demand payment for outstanding traffic tickets. These messages are not legitimate, as the Kansas Department of Transportation does not collect money for traffic tickets and will never request or collect payments through text messages. Don't click or open any links within these scam texts, because clicking on these links could expose your personal and financial information to scammers, and you should never share sensitive personal or financial details by text message or by clicking unknown links. If you've received a scam message, you need to report it to the Federal Trade Commission at reportfraud.ftc.gov and or the Internet Crime Complaint Center at www.ic3.gov. You should also delete the text and report it as junk, and if you provided payment information at a fraudulent website, you should contact your bank or credit card company immediately. To stay informed about official Kansas Department of Transportation information, you can visit their official website at ksdot.gov or their verified social media channels. In Nebraska news, on Friday, the Nebraska Supreme Court upheld the conviction and sentence of a man who killed a Lincoln police officer when, in a 272-page opinion, the High Court rejected all of the arguments in Philippe Fasquas' appeal, saying many of them were without any merit. In August of 2020, investigator Mario Herrera was shot while serving an arrest warrant for Vasquez, and Herrera died of his wounds 2 weeks later. In 2022, Vasquez was found guilty of first-degree murder and six other charges. He made several claims in his appeal, but his main contention was that his lawyer was ineffective, arguing that his attorney should have objected to some emotional testimony and the admission of certain evidence. However, the court ruled that in many of those cases, Vasquez could have had a strategic reason for not objecting. And even if there had been objections and the judge agreed, the Supreme Court ruled that it would not have changed the outcome of the trial. Vasquez is serving a sentence of 71 years to life in prison. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen will join members of the Department of Health and Human Services, Division of Developmental Disabilities, representatives from Vital Services Incorporated providers, family members, and others in celebrating the state's elimination of the decades-long developmental disabilities wait list. The event will take place at a news conference today, Monday, June 23rd at 2 p.m. at Vital Services Incorporated on Cornhusker Highway in Lincoln. This occasion marks the fulfillment of a pledge and a collaboration between Governor Pillen and the Department of Health and Human Services to eliminate the wait list and implement an improved program of service delivery to individuals with intellectual or developmental disabilities and their families. The new approach provides a continuum of care based on the needs of each person. Previously, Governor Pillen and the Department of Health and Human Services leadership announced changes to home and community-based services in March of 2024, which included an $18 million investment by the state, plus matching federal funds. Governor Pillen, Joshua Bumgarter, Developmental Director of Vital Services Incorporated, Tony Green, the Director of the Department of Health and Human Services, Division of Developmental Disabilities, as well as provider representatives and family members, are expected to attend. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on June 18th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Dale Jacobson, Andrew Black, Jim Miller, Gerald Jones, and Jason Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the June 4th, 2025 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. and there were 6 building and demolition permits presented for approval. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the street closures of East Main from State Street to South Norton Avenue, East Washington from State Street to South Norton Avenue, and Kansas Avenue from Penn to East Main for the car show on July 12th, and the vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. And a motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the use of the city's dirt for the demo derby pit. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. Dallas Goslin with the Norton County Economic Development presented the proposed 2026 budget for the economic development. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the proposed 2026 economic development budget, and the motion carried. As part of Gerald Jones's report on old business, City Administrator James Maru provided an update on items which included that the electric department is still working on relocating the birdhouse siren, the Woods Drive speed bump is completed and will be open on Friday, signage for the vacated street has been ordered and should be in soon, and the meter and shutoff switch has been installed at the Senior Center garage. Jason Jones reported that regarding the council room camera, James has stated he's still having difficulties with the software, and the city now has the prison crew every 2 weeks, so there should be improvements with the mowing and trimming of city properties. A motion was then made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to recess the council meeting in order to hold a public hearing regarding the neighborhood revitalization plan. Mayor Jones opened the public hearing at 5:45 p.m. for the purpose of hearing and answering objections from citizens relating to the adoption of a neighborhood revitalization plan for the city of Norton. The public hearing was closed at 5:46 p.m. and the council resumed regular session. Police Chief Mitch Lowry gave a report from his chamber board meeting. Andrew Black scheduled a finance committee meeting for 3 p.m. on July 7th. And City Administrator James Maru reported that interviews were held for the opening in the electrical department and the opening in the water and sewer department, and he stated the interviews went well and an offer was made to both candidates. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to adopt Ordinance 1776, which is an ordinance approving adopting a neighborhood revitalization plan for the city of Norton, Kansas, and all provisions, terms, and conditions thereof, and authorizing the execution of a certain agreement for interlocal cooperation with Norton County, Kansas, and all participating public agencies for the purpose of providing a program for neighborhood revitalization. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve Resolution 10-2025, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules. The vote was taken and the motion carried 4-1, with Andrew Black voting no. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Jim Miller to approve Resolution 9-2025, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. After 2 executive sessions with the City Clerk, City Administrator, and City Attorney to discuss non-elected personnel, the council resumed regular session at 6:42 p.m. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 12 as a whole. The motion carried, and a motion was then made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Gerald Jones to adjourn. So the council adjourned at 6:46 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC. Farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be partly cloudy early this morning and then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. The high should be in the mid-70s, with a southwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming north 10 to 20 miles per hour, and the chance of rain today is 50%. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy, and thunderstorms are likely in the evening, and then showers are likely, with the chance of thunderstorms after midnight. There will also be some patchy fog after midnight, with lows in the mid-60s, and the chance of rain tonight is 70%. On Tuesday, it should be mostly cloudy with showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms. and it should be humid with highs in the upper 80s. And the chance of rain on Tuesday is 70%. On Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. It should be humid Tuesday night, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be partly cloudy with a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and high in the lower 90s. On Thursday, some decreasing clouds with high in the upper 80s. On Friday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing with highs in the mid-90s. On Saturday, decreasing clouds and hot with highs in the upper 90s. And on Sunday, it should be partly cloudy with highs in the upper 90s. Currently, with fair skies, it is 70 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is north at 20 with gusts to 25 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.96 and the dew point is 64 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Chiefs offensive tackle Josh Simmons will be a full participant when the Chiefs begin training camp in late July, Coach Andy Reid said on Thursday. Reid also said receiver Rashee Rice, who missed most of last season with a knee injury, would be available for training camp. Rice participated in offseason practices. The Chiefs drafted Simmons in the first round of the draft this year, number 32 overall, after he missed part of the 2024 season at Ohio State with a torn pectoral injury. Simmons was a participant in the offseason practices in minicamp, but those sessions, as opposed to most in training camp, are non-contact. The Chiefs signed veteran free agent left tackle Jalen Moore as a candidate to fill their vacant left tackle spot. Reid also said Thursday that he was not inclined to limit Travis Kelce's snaps this upcoming season or otherwise make concessions to Kelce's age, as the tight end will turn 36 in October. He did say they would monitor Kelce's playing time as training camp and the season progress and change plan if necessary. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
I don't want to have to tell you to buckle up, even when driving on rural roads.
I don't want to have to tell you to watch your speed, just because you think you're the only one out here.
I never want to have to tell them you're not coming home.
Lethal crashes are on the rise in Kansas.
Buckle up and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
I'm sorry to tell you there's been a crash. Your son's truck veered over the center line and hit a semi head-on.
Your husband wasn't wearing his seatbelt.
Excessive speed played a role, and an open container of alcohol was in the vehicle.
The drivers in both vehicles were killed.
Please, take these words out of my mouth.
Buckle up, drive sober, and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
Presented by the Kansas Highway Patrol.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.